Welcome back to Cook Italy with me. Today we're making Italy's most famous dessert, tiramisu, the sweet pick-me-up that everybody loves. First, let's talk about its origins. Tiramisu literally means pick-me-up in Italian because it's made with coffee and sugar that give you a boost. Many believe tiramisu was born in the Veneto region in the 1960s or 70s, although some say it goes back even further. One thing is certain, it became popular all over the world because it's simple, creamy, and so delicious. So, what do you need for 4 servings? Here's your ingredient list. 250 grams of mascarpone cheese, about 1 cup, 2 large fresh eggs separated, 50 grams of granulated sugar, about 1/4 cup, 200 grams of ladyfinger biscuits, about 7 ounces, 2 cups of strong espresso coffee, cooled, unsweetened cocoa powder for dusting. Optional, a splash of Marsala wine or dark rum. Ready? Let's make tiramisu. First, brew your coffee and let it cool completely. You can add a splash of Marsala or dark rum if you like. This gives the dessert a grown-up kick. Next, separate the egg yolks from the whites. In one bowl, beat the egg yolks with the sugar until they become pale and creamy. Add the mascarpone and gently mix until smooth. In another bowl, whisk the egg whites until stiff peaks form. Gently fold the egg whites into the mascarpone mixture. Do this slowly so you keep all that lovely air. Now quickly dip each ladyfinger into the coffee. Don't soak them too long or they'll fall apart. Arrange a layer of dipped biscuits in your serving dish. Spread half of the mascarpone mixture on top. Add another layer of coffee-dipped biscuits. Then finish with the rest of the mascarpone cream. Cover the dish and refrigerate for at least 3 hours. Overnight is even better. Before serving, dust the top generously with unsweetened cocoa powder. And there you have it, tiramisu. Light, creamy, and perfectly balanced. A few tips for success. Always use very fresh eggs, since this is a no-bake dessert. Whisk the egg whites well. They give the cream its fluffiness. Don't over-soak the lady fingers. Quick dips are enough. That's it. Your homemade tiramisu is ready to impress. If you enjoyed this sweet moment, subscribe to Cook Italy with me and leave us a review. Follow us on Instagram at Cook Italy Podcast for behind-the-scenes photos, extra tips, and new recipes. Thanks for cooking and baking with me today. See you next time for another taste of Italy. Buon appetito!